This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Laila Tov. Welcome, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We are up to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara just said a rule that was subscribed to by Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu, that if you have a Stam Mishnah and a Machlekes and a Braisa, we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. Even if there's a Machlekes in the Mishnah followed by a Stam Mishnah, we paskin like the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to challenge that there are instances where we have a Stam Mishnah and there's a Machlekes elsewhere and we don't paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Amar le, he said to him, in other words, this is L'chaira, what Rav Nachum said to his Rebbe, Rabbi Avo. The Gemara said that Rabbi Avo was leaning on the shoulder of Rav Nachum, his attendant, and Rav Nachum was gleaning halachas from Rabbi Avo. And one of the halachas was Stam and a Machloikis and a Braisa, we paskin like the Stam. And Rav Nachum now asks, Amar Lei V'Hatnan Masreik Shel Pishtan. If you have a comb of flax, this is a comb that combs out the various strands of flax. It straightens out the strands. It also removes any fibrous entities from the linen, from the flax. Shenitlu Shinav, its teeth fell out. The teeth of the comb fell out. So we know that something which is a kli is mekabel tumah. However, if it's not usable anymore, then it's not mekabel tumah. So masreik shel pishtan, if you have a comb of flax shenit lushinov, that its teeth fell out v'neshtayru b'yishtayim, but it's left with two teeth tameis. It's tameh. In other words, if it's left with two teeth, so it's still fit, then it's tameh. The achas tohira, that means if it's left with one tooth, it's tahar, because what's a comb going to do with one tooth? It's not fit for anything, Rashi says. The kulan shenitlu achas b'fneas, and all of them, that one of the teeth fell out by themselves, any of the teeth, tameos are tame. Any of the teeth that fell out, the teeth are tameh. Why? It's no longer stuck to the comb. Rashi says tameh because you could clean out a nair with it, or you could stretch out clothing on it. So one tooth in and of itself is tameh. Shelt semer, if it is a comb of wool, shenitlu shinav achas mi beintayim, if one was removed from among two teeth, so now the two teeth are distant from each other. Tahar, it's tahar. Nishtairu by gimel b'makom echad. If three teeth remain in one place, tameh, it's tameh. Hoysa hachitzoina achas mehen. If one of the three teeth that remain was the outer teeth, so we know that like in a regular comb, the outer, the teeth on the edge are wider because that's what holds it in to play. So if the chitzana was one of them, it's tahar. Nitlu beiz, if two were taken out, va'asan lemalakit, and you fixed it to be a tweezer, tameyos. Achas, if one fell out, v'hiskina lener, and you made it worthy, you did a maisa to prepare it, to be designated, to clean out a ner, oylem ituach, or to stress something out on it, tameya. So this is what we call a Stam Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that is not ascribed to any particular Tana. The Kaimalande in Halacha Kaisa Mishnah, and yet we hold the Halacha is not like this Mishnah. Why? Doesn't everybody hold Stam, we hold like the Stam Mishnah? No, there's a Braisa somewhere that brings a Machloikis about it. So apparently, Rav Nachum asks Rabbi Avo, that your rule is not a hard and fast rule, because here we have a Stam Mishnah. We don't paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Amarle, so Rabbi Yavoh said, Bar mine dahi. Scratch this one. This is not indicative of anything. Why? The Rabbi Yochanan, Vereish Lakish, Damar Tamar, both Rabbi Yochanan and Sokish, they both hold, Zu enoi Mishnah. This Tana Idik statement is not a Mishnah. My taima, why is it not considered a Mishnah? Amar Rav Huna bar Manoyach, Mishmed Ravidi, Rav Huna bar Manoyach, Selene Ravidi, Bered Rav Ika, Misham Dekasha, Reisha LaSeifa. Because this Mishnah has an internal contradiction that can't be reconciled. Diktani, it says, Shelt Semer, if it's a comb of wool, Shenit Lushinav Achas Mi Bein Taim, if one tooth was removed from two, so the two are separate from each other. Tahar, they're tahar because they're not close to each other anymore. Ha, nishtayru b'shtayim makmech. What if you have two in one spot? Tameh, it's tameh. So it's masha, if you have two teeth and one was taken out from the middle, so it's tahar. But if you have two teeth together, it's tameh. That implies two teeth would render something tamei v'hadar tani. And then it took nishtai rubai gimel. If it's left with three teeth, tamei gimel and shtayim loy, three and not two. So make up your mind. The Mishnah itself is self-contradictory. It says if one tooth was taken out from two, so now these two teeth are too far apart from each other. That implies if two teeth are close together, then the kli would be tamei. And then it says you have to have three teeth, which are close to each other for it to be tummy. So because this is not a akasha on the cloud of Rabbi Yavoh, because this Mishnah is a corrupted Mishnah because it's self-contradictory. It says Gemara, why is it a corrupted Mishnah? My kasha, Dilma ha bigavaisa ha bibaraisa. This is talking about the inner teeth, and that's talking about the outer teeth. The comb has two sets of teeth. The ones closer to the handle, the ones further away from the handle. The ones closer to the handle are to hold the strands in place. There, all you need is two teeth. The ones further away from the handle are to actually smooth out the fiber, the hairs, and to comb it. For that, you need three teeth. So it's not really a contradiction. It depends where on the comb it is. If it's lower down, so then it's only needed to hold it in place. You only need two. If it's further up and it's needed to straighten it out, then you need three. So Gemara says, no, here's the reason why it's not an authentic Mishnah, Elamei Hacha. But rather, here the question is from here. Diktani v'chulin shenitlo achas achas b'fnei atzman t'meos. The ratio of the Mishnah said that any time the teeth were taken one at a time, so they're tamei because they could be used to clean out an air or to stretch out a garment. The afag avdolayaskin, even though no maisa was done to designate them. Ema seifa, let's say the seifa. Achas, if you have one tooth, v'hiskina l'ner, and it was prepared for an air, or let me tuach, or to stretch out on it, t'mei, it's t'meina, tamei. Hiskina in lo, hiskina loy. It's only if you designate it, it's only if you prepare it, it's tamei. But if you don't designate it, if you don't prepare it, it's not tamei. So, the Mishnah is self-contradictory. The Reisha seems to say that one tooth in and of itself is inherently usable. The Seifa seems to say not like that. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayu, my kasha, Dilma ha b'katayo ha b'loy katayo. Maybe this one is with a handle, that one's not with a handle. Namely, if a little piece of wood is connected to it, so that could be used as a handle, so it doesn't need any further designation. But in the seifa that it has to be designated is because it doesn't have a handle. Then the Gemara offers another answer. Amar Rav Papa, Umay Kosha, there's no contradiction. V'dilma ha bekatinta ha be'alimta. Maybe when do we say it has to be designated? It's very small. So if it's small, it is not necessarily inherently usable. But if it's a big piece of a bigger tooth and it's inherently usable, it doesn't need designation. So don't say we can't prove from this Mishnah that a halacha is not like a stam Mishnah, is not really a Mishnah, because it is there's nothing deficient about the Mishnah at all. There's no contradictions at all. Says Gemara, no, there is a reason why the fact that we don't pasken like this Mishnah is not significant. El Mishnah de Masaimi ba Davkani zu divei Reb Shimon, because those who taught Mishnayos, who were sticklers for the text, Davkani, those who were Davkaniks, and you know people, we all know people like that. Those people who they were very exacting in their tradition and in preserving the text of the Mishnah, they learned that the Mishnah concluded Zu Divrei Reb Shimon, that this is not in fact a Stam Mishnah, that this Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Shimon. So it's a Das Yochid. So the fact that we don't paskin like it is indicative of absolutely nothing. Fine. New Gemara. Shalach Reb Chiya Bar Avin. Reb Chiya Bar Avin sent the following question. Sent the following message. Ma'ar sin toich gimel. Even though we said you have to wait 3 months, you don't have to wait a full 3 months. You could do it within 3 months. Meaning even the Tanakama, who says that you can't do Erisin, but you don't need a full 3 months for Erisin. For Nesu'in Avada, you need a full 3 months. Not for Erisin. You don't need a full 3 months. V'chein oisin masa. And the Chachamim even followed this leniency that you don't need a full 3 months. How much do you need? We'll see. V'chein hoi Reb Elazar melamdeinu. Reb Elazar also taught this. Mishum Reb Chanina Hagadol. Rubai shal rishon v'rubai shal shlish v'emtzai shalim. All you need is the middle month. Complete. The majority of the first month and the majority of the third month. Rashi says, Rubai shal chodesh rishon, v'rubai shal achrayin v'emtzai shalim. Why don't you need havchana? Again, there's no issue of havchana when you're dealing with erisin. The issue of havchana is only when you're dealing with nisuin. So for nisuin, you taka do need to wait a full 3 months. The only reason you have to wait 3 months by erisin is people might get confused between erisin and nisuin. So we're strict on erisin, but not that strict. We're not that strict that you need to wait a full 3 months. It's good enough to wait a middle month and roiv of the first and roiv of the third. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like this, let's say so it means calendar months. Let's say she was divorced or nisalmein nechvesa yud Adar, so she would have to wait the majority of Adar, right? The entire Nisan and then the majority of Iyar. Yeah. In other words, you're right. Otherwise, how do you have the majority of the? How do you have the whole second month and not the whole first month? Okay. Amemar Shara Liares B'yam Tishim. Amemar said, no, you need 3 months, but on the 90th day, you could already do Erisin. You can't do Nisuin until all 90 days pass, but regarding Erisin, you could use the principle of Mikta Sayom Kekulai and do Erisin on the 90th day. Rav Ashi said to Amemar, "V'harav u'shmol da'amri tarvayu." But Rav and Shmuel, they both say, "Tzricha lahamtim gimel chadashin." You have to wait 3 months. Chutz miyom shemes boy. Besides the day that the person died, v'chutz miyom shenes arsa boy. How could Amemar say that it's good enough on the 90th day? But Rav and Shmuel say that you have to wait a full 3 months, 92 days, besides the day of death and besides the day of Erisin. Says no, Rav and Shmuel didn't say it regarding the 3 months, they said it regarding the 24 months of marrying a nursing woman. Says Gemara, Hahula inyan may nekesin. Rav and Shmuel's statement was taught regarding marrying a nursing woman. The Ravu Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayo, Tzricha la'amtin chav dalet chodesh. Rav and Shmuel, they said you have to wait 24 months. Chutz miyom shenoylad boy. Besides the day that he was born, the child was born. V'chutz miyom shenasar sabayin. Besides the day you did erusin. So when Rav and Shmuel said you need a full term, it wasn't the 90-day term, it was the 24-month term that you have to wait 24 months besides the day of birth and besides the day of erusin. Now, I don't know how that fits into their words because I thought they said you have to wait 3 months besides Yom Shemesvay and Yom Shenasarsa, but that's what the Gemara says. So, but regarding the 90 days, the 3 months, you have to wait. You don't have to wait the full three months. Like Amimar said, it's mutter to do erisin on day 90. Says Gemara, Vahuda Aved Asus Erisim Yom Tishna Asay Rava Sadasayu. But don't say you're allowed to be lenient on the 90th day because there was a guy who got married on the 90th day and Rava didn't let them enjoy the chasana. Says Gemara, who Sudas Nasuin Avay? That was not a Sudas Erisin, that was a Sudas Nasuin. Yes, for Nasuin you got to wait the full 3 months. For Erisin, you could already do it on the 90th day. The Hilchasa, and here's the Halacha. Tzricha lahamtin chav dalet chodesh. You have to wait 24 months. Chutz miyom shenoylad bay. Except besides the day that you were born. V'chutz miyom shenasaras bay, and the day that you were engaged. Tzricha lahamtin gimel chadashin. And you must wait 3 months. Not like Amemar. Chutz miyom shemes bay. V'chutz miyom shenasaras bay. Okay, now, let us study the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi seems to agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a Nesua could do Erisin, and an Arusa could do Nesuin, and any woman could do Erisin except for an Amana has to wait 30 days to do Erisin because of Avelut. Says the Gemara, Chutz min Amana, Omar Rav Chizda, Kavachaymer. Rabbi Yossi is wrong. And we have a Kavachomer to prove it. Rabbi Yossi says that an Amana cannot do Erusin. Why? Uma b'makom sh'asu l'chabes mutar la'ares. If in the week of Tisha B'Av, where you're not allowed to do laundry, but you're allowed to do Erusin, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, you can't do laundry, but you're allowed to do Erusin. Makom sh'mutar l'chabes. But within Shloishim, that you're allowed to do laundry. It's just you can't do laundry during Shiva, but during Shloshim you're allowed to do laundry. Eino din shemuta le'ares. All the more so you should be allowed to do erusin. You hear the a fortiori argument over here. If in the week of Tisha B'Av where you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do erusin. In Avelos, where you're allowed to do laundry within Shloshim, then you should certainly be allowed to do erusin. Mayhi. How do we know that this is the halacha, the Tanan? Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av b'saicha. The Shabbos, the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in it. Asur l'saper u'l'chabes. The week that Tisha B'Av comes out in it, you're not allowed to take a haircut, and you're not allowed to do laundry. But if Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, you're allowed to do laundry on Thursday, even they cover our Shabbos. But in general, you can't do laundry in Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Utanyan, we learned in a brayso, koydim azman azeh, before this time. Now, in the Havamina, koydim azman azeh means before Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av. Ha'amimatim b'skem, people diminish work. Milita, milisa v'litain, from doing work. Milivnais, from building. V'lentaya, from planting. U'ma'arsin, you're allowed to do erusin. So even though you're not allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do erusin. Avaloi koinsin, you're not allowed to do nesuin. Ve'noisin sudas erusin, and you can't do sudas erusin. So you hear the Kal v'chomer, that how could Rabbi Yossi say an Amana can't do erusin? Amona could do laundry within 30 days. So why can't she do erusin? If she was shechal boy, where you're not allowed to do laundry, you could do erusin. within Shloishim that you're allowed to do laundry, certainly should be allowed to do Erisin. Says Gemara, Kitanya hi koidim de koidim. That Brisa that said koidim azman azeh, you're allowed to do Erisin. That's talking about before the week Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Before the week Shechal by Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do laundry. So you're allowed to do laundry. So you're allowed to do Erisin. But the week Shechal by Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're not allowed to do Erisin either. So we don't have a Kavah Choymer anymore. We don't have any example of a situation where you're allowed to do, where you're not allowed to do laundry and you're allowed to do Erisin. Says the Gemara, but we still have a Kavah Choymer. Amar Rava, v'koidim dekoidim na'ami Kavah Choymer. We could make a Kavah Choymer out of the week before Tisha B'Av. Excuse me, the week before the week of Tisha B'Av. Because we're now saying, koidim azman azeh, before Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. You don't do work. Uma b'makom sh'asa lisa v'lita. And if in the week before Shavuot Shechal by, where you can't do business, you could do Erisin, then during the 30 days of Avelos, makom shamotu lisa v'lita. In the 30 days of Avelos, we're allowed to do work. Ain odin shamotu l'aris. All the more so, you should be, you're certainly allowed to do Erisin. So it doesn't help to say, well, we're not talking about Shavuot Shechal by, we're talking about the week before that, and the week before that, you're allowed to do laundry, you're allowed to do Erisin, but the week of Shavuot Shechal by, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're also not allowed to do Erisin, because we still have a Kavah Choymer, because there's a Zaman that, even though something is Aser, namely work, you're allowed to do Erisin. So then, within Avilos, where you're not allowed to, where you're allowed to do work, certainly you should be allowed to do Erisin. Says the Gemara, Loi Tema, the Rabbi Yossi Oimer Ka Anashim Yisarsu. We have to revamp our understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi did not say all women are allowed to do Erisin and an Amona can't do Erisin, because Amona could do Erisin. What Rabbi Yossi meant was all women are allowed to do Nisuin. Rabbi Yossi has a new shita now. Even a woman who was previously married could do, get married. Even a woman who previously had nisuin can do nisuin. But an amana can't do nisuin, but she could do erisin. Does that mean Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of havchana? That's right. Right now, at 9:42, on Monday evening, Chaf Hei Adar, the first day of creation, when God said, let there be light, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who we paskin like that the world was created in Nisan, we are now entering the first moment of the year. What better way to enter the first moment of the year than to be mechadesh that Rabbi Yossi holds, no havchana is necessary. A woman who is nasu and her husband died, she could do nisuin right away. Just an amana cannot do nisuin. And on that note, I wish everyone a wonderful, amazing new year, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. And the good thing about this part of the year is, while Chaf Hei Elul, you have to start saying Slichos. There ain't no Slichos on Chaf Hei Adar, and it's a Zman of the year that we don't really have an obligation of a specific tshuva. It's a Zman of Rachamim Gemurim, and we should be Zoicha. V'nisan nigalu, uv'nisan asidun ligal. Thanks everyone for joining. See everybody tomorrow evening, 9:15. If anybody wants, tomorrow there's a special shir at 12 p.m. on the Kedusha of Chodesh Nisan, Agra de Pirka on the regular Zoom channel, and Igaras Ramban at 5 p.m. Have a great evening. Thanks for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.